This is a Fox News alert. Britain needs a new prime minister. Again, I'm Dave Anthony.
I am resigning as leader of the Conservative Party.
That was Liz Truss a short time ago, stepping down as prime minister amid controversy over her economic plan, the day after saying she's a fighter, not a quitter.
Given the situation, I cannot deliver the mandate on which I was elected by the Conservative Party.
Truss had replaced Boris Johnson only about a month and a half ago. Now her party, which controls Parliament, will need to choose a new leader to be prime minister. Ukraine is putting restrictions on electricity usage for the first time since Russia invaded after bombings this week that knocked out about a third of Ukraine's power plants. A bridge the president will go to in Pennsylvania today. Fox's Jared Halpern.
President Biden will speak at the Fern Hollow Bridge in Pittsburgh. The span collapsed last January, injuring several drivers on a morning the president was scheduled to visit the city. Pennsylvania's Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, a Democrat running for U.S. Senate, is expected to join President Biden along with other state officials. Fetterman is running in a close race with Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz.
Oz was at Fox's Hannity Town Hall event last night.
If you really want to drop inflation, and it's a much less painful way than raising interest rates, allow natural gas to be unleashed in Pennsylvania.
Now, President Biden's going to release more oil from the strategic U.S. reserve to try to lower gas prices. He's also focused on cars you don't fill up, you plug in, issuing nearly $3 billion in grants to American companies making battery components.
The president said China is leading the world in making these batteries right now.
But China's battery technology is not more innovative than anyone else's.
The 20 companies selected, he says, will make inroads in that supply chain.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, we just got an employment update showing an unexpected decline in first-time jobless claims last week, down 12,000 to 214,000. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Again, our top Fox News story, British Prime Minister Liz Truss has resigned less than a month and a half after taking over for Boris Johnson over concern about her economic plan. Now the Conservative Party that leads UK's Parliament will have to pick a new leader and prime minister. It's 19 days before midterm elections here. Another debate last night in what's considered a blue state, Oregon. But Republicans see a chance to win the governor's race because an independent is making it a closer three-way race.
Policing in Oregon is a big deal after rioting rocked Portland following the death of George Floyd. On that issue, Republican gubernatorial candidate Christine Drazon lashed out against Democratic opponent, former State House Speaker Tina Kotek.
Tina Kotek is the original defund the police candidate. She did not support police even when rioters were attacking a police station.
But Kotek says she wants to spend more on police.
One of the things the state can do is increase the number of classes and trainings that are available so local law enforcement can get new hires through that training.
The third candidate, independent Betsy Johnson, took an unsubstantiated swipe at Kotek for siding with rioters during the protests. Jill Nato, Fox News.
There's more border controversy in Arizona between a Republican governor, Doug Ducey, who blames the Biden administration for a record surge of migrants coming here illegally.
Arizona refuses the federal government's demand to remove double-stacked shipping containers placed to fill gaps in the wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. In a letter to the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, the Arizona Department of Emergency and Military Affairs says the containers will remain in place until specific details regarding construction of a permanent barrier are provided. The federal agency says the containers are unauthorized, that they violate U.S. law, and interfere with the government's own plan to fill the gaps.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin on Wall Street. Stock futures mixed ahead of today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.